Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
This is WGN, and our Best of the Midwest series highlights places that are a short little drive for you for a day or two or three. Victoria Yepsen is back, the tourism director for Princeton, Illinois. Hi, Victoria. How are you?
I'm great, John. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for bringing us an apple pie.
Absolutely.
You didn't bring us an apple pie. You brought me an apple pie.
I did.
Will I share it with the team here? Where's that from?
It's from Myrtle's Pie. It's a must when you're in Princeton. It's become a regular stop for those traveling to Princeton.
Coming through and they got to go to
Myrtle's Pie.
A lot of places do have like a hometown favorite bar or maybe brew pub or ice cream shop, bakery as well.
Yes.
And this is Myrtle's.
Yes.
So where is Princeton?
Princeton is located right on Interstate 80. We're about 2 hours southwest here of Chicago.
I-80, Pass Morris, Manuka, LaSalle, Peru. Are you after LP then?
Right after LaSalle, yes.
Okay. So that's an easy drive. I mean, just if you're in the city, probably the Stevenson, turn right on I-80 and go.
Mm-hmm. We're also located along the Amtrak line, so you can just take the train.
Oh, no kidding. Good.
Yes. And we're very close to about an hour east of Quad Cities and an hour north of Peoria as well.
So you probably draw from all of those areas, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And then what is the town like? Is it an industrial or farm town? Is it a commuter town and people go to those other areas?
I would say it's a farm town. I think we do a great job of bringing people from the city to Princeton, though. Yeah.
What do you feature there? Is it nature? Do you have a river coming through town? What do people do when they go to Princeton?
The canal is about a 5-minute drive outside of Princeton, but the draw for Princeton is definitely our historic North and South Main shopping districts, our charming restaurants. We always have an event going on. I feel like we've got something going on every weekend that'll make each stay a memorable one. So
there's a few towns that I think of that are positioned like you. You're close enough to metropolitan areas you can draw, but you're far enough that you have to be independent. You've got to do your own thing.
Mm-hmm.
People aren't going to get up every Saturday and go to Peoria, so we'd better put on a show in Princeton.
Yes.
And it seems like you guys have, well, you do have the county fair there, right?
We do.
Is that next month, right?
Yes, that's coming up at the end of August. It's August 21st through the 25th. It offers all of your food, your fun, rides and games, all the exhibits, farm exhibits, art exhibits, culinary exhibits. And on the 22nd, Mitchell Tenpenny and Lauren Elena will take the stage at the grandstand. So that's a big name to have in Princeton. We're very, very excited about that.
That's the Bureau County Fair, and that's August 21st through the 25th. But let's move up a little bit in the calendar. What's next up? What's the next thing to do?
So we are throwing our third concert of the Down on Main Summer Concert Series. It's right in the heart of Princeton's downtown Main Street. The streets are lined with food trucks, and all the brick and mortar stay open late and have outdoor seating. It's a very large-scale musical experience with some high caliber groups that come in, but you're doing it in a smaller setting. It's more intimate. So on August 9th, we have Dylan Carmichael. He is a top hit country music artist. And in September, on the September 5th, during Homestead Weekend, we have a Fleetwood Mac tribute band. They're called the World Turning Band. And then we close out the season in October at our Oktoberfest celebration with Mae Estes. She's also another country music artist.
So then in between these, is one of these Festival 56, or is that a different thing as well?
So that's another festival that we have. It's actually a theater festival. So from the end of June through the beginning of August, there are several different shows for you to attend. It's a professional musical or a professional theater company that we have in Princeton, and they're closing out their season with Grease the Musical. So that actually opens tonight. through the weekend and then all through next week.
Is that indoors or outdoors, the venue?
The venue, we have the Grace Theater indoors, and we do have Shakespeare in the Park as well, but they just closed an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet last night.
You guys do Shakespeare in the Park in Princeton?
Yes, we do.
And you get a crowd for that?
We do,
That sounded like, I can't believe these farmers from Princeton know about Shakespeare. I didn't mean it that way. I mean, it's a small town.
And it is. We have a lot to offer.
That's kind of a niche audience. But I think anybody, we all know of Shakespeare. We all know Romeo and Juliet. Mm-hmm. That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. We also, at Soldiers and Sailors, we have community band concerts. So they're the last concert of the season. Those are also free to the public, is on Sunday. And yeah, it's just a great evening under the big shady trees. There's food available to bring your family.
We're talking to Victoria Yepsen, the tourism director for Princeton, Illinois. You can always click on princetontourism.org. I want to make sure we hit a couple of other things. And then I just want to ask you some general questions about lodging and food and beverage.
Okay.
But the Prairie Arts Center, then, what's that?
The Prairie Arts Center is a gallery and theater right there at the South Main Circle of town. And they are hosting an opera concert for the arts featuring some local natives, Dane Suarez and Nick Towns, on August 10th and 11th. They'll be doing a mix of arias, art songs, some musical theater, and some contemporary as well. So there'll be something for everyone to enjoy.
All of this is on that website I was talking about. Where do you eat or drink when you're in Princeton?
Well, we actually have a new farm-to-table restaurant that we're really excited about, the Wild Ginger Bistro. Everything is locally sourced, from their meats to their wines. Obviously, all of their produce comes from a farm in Sheffield. That's where the owner is originally from, his family is from. We also are really proud to have our very own brewery, Coal Creek. They brew, I think, the easiest drinking beers out there. And also, I did want to point this out. My husband and my two friends, we went to the Knack, which you can paint your own pottery at, and we did that paint your friend trend thing.
I don't know what that is.
If you want to laugh and have such a good time, so like we could go together and we would paint each other.
Oh, no kidding.
And then when you reveal,
yes,
it's just hilarious.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Yes.
What if you made me uglier than in fact I am? That would hurt my feelings. I would be but by that time I've probably had a beer and we're all just laughing.
Yes. Yep.
Fair enough. And then, yes, do I take that home or do you take it home? I guess you give it to me and I give it to you?
Yes.
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 Okay. So lodging, you were telling me off the air that the business of Airbnb, I know you have a lot of the mainstream hotels and motels that we recognize throughout the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. I mean, if you see the marquee and you know it, it's comfortable, you can fit in there. But you also have a lot of Airbnbs, right?
We do. We have a lot of Airbnbs for being a small town, and they're really impressive. You can stay in the upper levels of the businesses on Main Street. So you can have that experience, take the train, stay right there, and then walk back to the train after the weekend's over.
What are some of the shops in town? What am I going to buy? Where am I going to go?
We have really, really impressive boutiques as well. South Main has quite a few shopping places for you to stop into. We also have a bath and body studio. We've got our own record shop. We've got it all.
What else do I need to know? Like, if I come out there, will I bike or hike? Is there a canoe? I guess you could just go to get away from it all, eat, drink, and shop. That sounds good.
Yes.
But you have all these music events as well.
We do.
That's a focal point.
We do have some really beautiful parks in Princeton, too. Ziering Park has a mile track around. There's a beautiful pond there. There's a lot of... we're also a bike-friendly community, so there's some bike trails that you could look up and enjoy that as well.
You know, I'll just do a shout out to another business I know of, and that's Hornbaker Gardens.
Yes.
Which is one of the best, what do you call it, landscaping or gardens?
Yes, garden center,
Garden center. Oh my God, is that thing. That is worth the, if you were listening to me in Chicago and you think, I got to buy a tree, you would be happy to have made that trip.
It's really like nothing you've ever seen. The ravines of, I think they have over, 300 or 400 different varieties of hostas there. They are also having their annual artisan market September 14th. You can enjoy live music, wine tasting, food trucks, craft. There's a craft fair.
It's a venue. Like Brenda and I are going to a wedding there in September.
Yes, yes. Which, part of that, they have the barn as well, which is
what a great
stunning
place.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so links to these places and all of the schedules you need for all of the events are at PrincetonTourism.org, PrincetonTourism.org. Our best of the Midwest with the very best, Victoria, who brought me an apple pie. That's not important. I just wanted to say thank you again to the folks at Myrtle's and for you for coming in.
Thank you so much.